The Hook Show for March 13th, 2006.
The Hook Show! Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Welcome back to the Hook Show. That intro just really gets me going at times. Oh yeah. Okay, make sure you check out the show notes for more information on what I'm talking about here. That is hookshow.blogspot.com. You can email me, hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. You can also contact me on Skype, hookshow_Dan. So make sure you check that out. For update on some things, I actually did a new site design. I've done a lot of extra work on that to make it look pretty cool. I think so. With Blogger, it's kind of odd to figure out what some of the different templates are. I'm kind of familiar with HTML, but I haven't worked with as much CSS, and then there's some proprietary things that's associated with Blogger. So I was trying to get familiar with all that. So hopefully you like how I redesigned the site. Also, for an update on that, I have one of those call-in lines where you can call in and it'll send me an MP3. And the number for that is 1-206-600-HOOK. So make sure you check that out. Call me up. Give me something. Feedback on what you think I should do with the show here. Also, an update about what I think it was a couple of shows ago. I recorded some audio from the demo event that was over at the Acadia, and now there I actually have it into a podcast. So make sure you check out the show notes to see where you can hear the audio from the Acadia event. One of the big tragic things that happened this past week was Kirby Puckett. He's a big baseball player from Minnesota, and I'm not really much of a baseball fan, but the thing is I actually went to a couple of the games when I was younger, and it's just not the same without hearing, you know, the announcer say his name. I'll give you a little view on how that was like. Kirby Puckett! Yeah, it's probably not exactly the best way that he's saying it, but you kind of get an idea. And actually, for me, anytime I go to a Twins game and I don't hear that over their loudspeakers, it just kind of misses a little something to me. But he's surely been remembered as one of the greatest ball players for the Twins. And I actually have in my show notes a couple of different articles that were written for the local paper. So check out some of those and see how he was remembered in the local area. Coming up, we have Lynn's movie review of the movie 8 Below. We went and saw that one. She has a view on that. And I have a tech tip from... Actually, I sent in an email to ChuckChat for his Technorama show, and he's going to read that, and then I'll tell you a few things that I learned about helping out with my brother-in-law with his new laptop. Enjoy Lynn's movie review.
This independent content producer of free audio or video files distributed online is part of a non-commercial community located geographically in the 32nd state of the United States. PodcastMN.org.
Second movie that we saw was 8 Down Below. Now, this has been sort of advertised as a kids movie. I would not recommend that you take kids under 10 or even 12. We took our daughter, brought back Mountain 2, but she's only 10 months old. She had no idea what was going on, and she was asleep by the time the bad stuff started. Excuse me, I spent a little too much time in the movie theater and not bed sleeping. Anyways, 8 Down Below. Wouldn't take your kids to them. It's billed as a kids movie. It would be a hard one for them to digest. The basis of the story is that these explorers down in Antarctica guide teens, actually, and a scientist goes down there and wants to see some mountain or some range looking for a moon rock. They get halfway out there. There's a huge storm coming. They have to get out of there. There's not enough room for the dogs, the dog sled dogs. So they tie up the dogs thinking they're going to come back in a day or two and get them. Well, once they get off the continent, they get the bad news. No, there's no funds to go back. So this guy, the dog sled, he laments leaving the dogs. And it's hard. It's hard for kids to digest because at first you're thinking, these dogs are going to die. Oh, my God. They're tethered. They're chained and tethered to a post. And then as the months go by, the dogs escape. But still, they go through some pretty hard, you know, one doesn't make it and dies. One of them falls and hurts himself. I forget how the other one dies. But there is only like five left at the end of the show. They eventually do rescue them. I'm sorry, I'm giving away the plot, the ending. But the ending isn't what is so important. It's the story behind it of how these dogs survive. And it's not something that a kid can really stomach. It would make them sad. I think it would disturb them. I would recommend that. I heard another person review this movie, and he said he wouldn't take kids under 10. I'm going to say 12 or 13. That's an awful lot for a young child, especially when you're dealing with cute dogs. And they really are sweet, and we're given really good personalities. The actors, I was not that impressed. It was, I was not impressed. I haven't developed a rating for these movies yet, and I guess I'm probably not going to because ratings are just, it's too confining. There are parts to a movie that are great and parts that are not, and an overall rating is just, it's too, it condenses it onto a t-shirt, and I just think that doesn't do movies justice. 8 Down Below, great movie if you're just going out to need some entertainment. Okay, this has been Low Tech Lynn's movie review. Hopefully I'll be inspired to go see another movie next week. And that's my little girl Gwen saying good night. Email us at hookshowpluslynn@gmail.com.
And that was Lynn's movie review. If you have any comments for her, make sure you email her. But coming up right now, I'm probably the most technically inclined person that's part of our family. So if anyone gets like a new computer or wants to have a computer, they typically come to me and ask me what I recommend. So I basically installed a few things on my brother-in-law's computer and tried to do what I could to make it as easy as possible for him being a basic user. I emailed ChuckJet over at Technorama and just to see what he had any ideas on what I can do for a new user. So this is my email to Chuck, and then he can hear what his responses are, and then at the end I will tell you some other things that I found out about that, and I'll close it up. So enjoy from ChuckJet Technorama.
The Hook Show. Arrgh. I'm a pirate. Yarg. Digital Dan writes in, my brother-in-law just bought a new laptop. HP Vivian Notebook gives a part number. He doesn't know much about computers, so I am his tech support. You lucky guy. Welcome to my world. I have installed OpenOffice, Firefox, AVG, Microsoft Defender, Yahoo Widgets, Picasa. I'm also researching an easy Wi-Fi VPN solution for secure connection on a public hotspot. Do you guys have any recommendations for more free or open source software needed for a new laptop for a basic user? Thanks, and binary high 5101. Over to you, Mr. Open Source Valid Syntax at validsyntax.com.
What?
Wake up. That's your cue.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it depends on what he wants to use the machine for. OpenOffice is the first thing I stick on people's machines if they of course, need that kind of thing. Firefox, a given. ABG. I don't know about Microsoft Defender.
Maybe it defends against Microsoft software.
Well, you really need two joysticks to play that. Anyway. Yahoo Widgets is good. I actually run that on my laptop. Picasa is also great. I'm trying to think of anything else that comes to mind. That's a good start right there. Actually, you know what? Go download the OpenCD at theopencd.org. Let me pull that up and make sure. Let's see. Theopencd.org. That's a good one right there. You can download the OpenCD. It has all these programs built in for you. Actually, looks like they got a new version out. Let me tell you what kind of programs they got in there. Abbey Word. Moin Moin, which is like a wiki, a local wiki that you can run on your own machine. OpenOffice PDF Creator, that's another good one. Mm-hmm. Blender, GIMP, InView. InView is an HTML editor. You have Firefox on there. Thunderbird Game. Audacity. I'm going to hook him up doing some podcasts.
And that's just an ISO he can download. He's got tons of open source stuff,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it's just nice. So you download it. I was just going to run into the programs real quick. We've got 7-Zip, which is a zip program. Notepad 2. There's a couple of games on there. Oh, and the really slick screensavers, which are cool as well. Oh, and Celestria. Celestria with the astronomy program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Kevin Devin was talking about that.
Oh, that's on that CD. You just go download the CD and
put that on there.
TheOpenCD.org.
Bingo. There you are. We'll have to amend the show notes.
Oh, by the way, Wi-Fi VPN, I would suggest going over to Security Now podcast and checked out. He did some, Steve Gibson ran down over the course of, 2 or 3 shows talking about wireless VPN.
Mm-hmm.
I use Hamachi, but...
Bless you. What do you use?
Hamachi. H-A-M-C-H-I. IA. Is that right? Hamachi. And it's a peer-to-peer.
Hamachi.
Yeah. Hachi-machi. Anyway, it's more of a, mediated peer-to-peer VPN where they have a server that you actually connect to and your machine, like my house, is connected to and you build in your own network so you don't have to poke any holes in the firewall. It's just always there. Your machine's available.
That always sounds really wrong. Poke holes in the firewall.
Yeah, I know. There's another one. There's like iPig, which I know sounds funny. iPig is another one, and OpenVPN, if you want to go that far, you can build your own VPN network. Anyway, there you go.
Those are some good tips from Chuck and Craig over at Technorama. Make sure you check out the show notes for some of the things that they're talking about it, like the opencd.org. For the Wi-Fi VPN, I did try one. I tried Tor. It's referred to as the Onion Router. It's a proxy where it would go through a separate proxy, but with me trying over the Wi-Fi network that I had for him and then doing the proxy on that, it didn't quite work out for me. So I don't know, I might try something different, but my first response is for trying out Tor. Didn't really work out very well. But I also came across another open source software list. Another ideas, some more ideas if you wanted to do some more free or open source software. There's a bunch of these different lists that are out there, so this is just another one that you might want to check out. Coming up on the Hook Show, I did record a bunch of audio from our Podcast MN meeting that we had on the 9th. I actually met up with 3 other podcasters from Garrick Van Buren. He does his own show at GarrickVanBuren.com. He does the First Crack podcast, and he's also tried to do what he could to help us out to create the community of PodcastMN.org. I think he's also helping out with the Acadia, doing some of their recordings. So he's organizing a lot of things, trying to do what he can for the community on that end. So we talked to him, Johnny B, who does the Johnny B Show and Mostly Trivial. It's a good quiz show. You definitely have to check that one out. It's really fun and entertaining. He's saying for his 5-minute shows, it takes him about 4 hours to create. So he does a lot of work to try to make it as pristine as possible. And I also met up with a couple of two of the people that are part of the Sex is Fun podcast at greatsexgames.com. So I will have the audio from that pretty soon. I want to get it down to a good length because it is a couple hours worth of audio. And actually coming up real soon on March 25th, I definitely want to let you guys know about this. It's the Uplifter event from uplifter.org. Check that out. We have a local meeting for the Minnesota branch of that. And then there's one down in North Carolina, I think. And that's where Dave Slusher is heading that one up, and Garrick Van Buren is helping us out with the Uplifter event up here. Their motto is bring what you have, learn what you need, share what you know, uplifter.org. So check that out, see what they're doing with that. And that will do it for Hook Show number 10. So see you soon. Bye.
You should have tried harder.